You're listening to a podcast from Victory.
Good day, everyone. I hope you are having an amazing Sunday today. Ako nga po pala si Dean and I am one of the campus missionaries here in Victory Metro East. And as a campus missionary, okay, excited po ko i-share muna itong balita ito para sa ating lahat. Bago po tayo pumunta sa preaching series, we would like to invite every grade 10 student currently worshiping with us right now. Or if you know a grade 10 student, yung mga incoming senior high school na po, probably anak niyo po, pamangkin niyo, pinsan niyo, or kapitbahay niyo, or anyone around you who is grade 10 currently, we would like to invite them to be part of our upcoming event for them, which is called Padayon. This is helping them move forward in their new season as a student. And this would be held on June 5, 3 to 5 p.m., kung saan we would be gladly sharing tips, testimonies, and encouragement to them para matulungan po sila and hopefully connect with them para po matulungan sila in their next season in their school life. So Padayon would happen again in June 5, 3 to 5 p.m. We invite all the grade 10 students out there. Ngayon po, we will go now to our preaching series and this is the last week of our preaching series, Trustworthy. I am thankful to Pastor Romel and all our pastors who has trusted me or trusted us campus missionaries from time to time nagpipreach po on a Sunday. We don't feel really trustworthy at all, okay? But we thank you for them, our trustworthy pastors na talagang pinagkatiwalaan kami. And I am excited to be able to share the word to all of us this morning. And in the last week of our series, let me read in Isaiah chapter 12. Let's read the whole chapter. Sabi po dito, you will say in that day, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, for though you were angry with me, your anger turned away that you might comfort me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord God is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. With you, joy will draw water from the wells of salvation. And you will say in that day, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples, proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. Let this be made known in all the earth. Shout and sing for joy, O inhabitant of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. As we read this passage of scripture, but why such celebration? Why such praise at that time? It is because in that very moment, when God's faithfulness is revealed, people will rejoice. Israelites would rejoice. When God's promise is fulfilled, there will be a great celebration among God's people. What are the occasions in your life that you think is worth celebrating? Pwede natin pag-usapan yung mga birthday. Kaya nga po, kung minsan nakakalungkot, di ba hindi tayo makapag-celebrate with friends and all because of the pandemic. But birthdays are worth celebrating. Anniversaries are worth celebrating. Promotions are definitely worth celebrating. Kaya congratulations sa mga na-promote sa inyo dyan. Milestones in life is always worth celebrating. The time that I saw my daughter first time took her 4 steps, that was a milestone for me. Whenever there are big promises that is fulfilled in our lives, that is definitely worth celebrating. Tama ba? Pag may nag-promise na magmanlilibre siya sa inyong barkada, sa inyong pamilya, talagang celebration yun kasi natupad na ang matagal niyang pinapangako. It might not be as big as birthdays or anniversaries, but celebrations are very, very important in our lives because when this happens, especially when the waiting became too much to bear for all of us, promises fulfilled are worth celebrating. God made a promise. And this is His promise. God's promise, a covenant. A covenant is a type of relationship that we have with God that we rarely talk about. Most of the time, maririnig natin, pinag-uusapan natin, we want to enter in a personal relationship with God. Or we are in a personal relationship with God. But part of it is that we are in a covenant with God. When we say covenant, it is God-initiated relationship. It is a God's promise of partnership with us. A partnership between God and humanity like us to spread His glory and goodness around all over the world. It started when God partnered with Adam in creation. Originally, they had a partnership upon creation to spread goodness around the world. But when humanity rebelled against God, when Adam and Eve rebelled against God, there grew a people who did not know God and did not worship God. God initiated a relationship, initiated a covenant, a promise between Him and Noah. So kung kilala po natin si Noah at familiar tayo sa story niya, siya po yung may ark. Okay, hindi po yung joke, baka nasasanay kayo na si Noah yung walang ark. Okay? But Noah is the one who built an ark because God commanded him to. And through God and Noah, through a rainbow, a partnership to fill the earth with God's glory and population, a covenant was made. And the rainbow was a sign of that covenant. Second, and the next is that God initiated a covenant between him and Abraham. Abraham now, at that moment, God cut an animal, saying that in this covenant, God promises Abraham that he would be descendants of many people to fill the earth. And in another story, when Abraham's family grew larger and larger, they became the Israelites. At the time when Moses took the Israelites out of Egypt from slavery, God made a covenant with them. God made a covenant with them through Moses and the Ten Commandments. And also at the latter part, generations after that, God initiated a covenant between him and David. Through his lineage, through King David's lineage, would come a king to fulfill all that he has promised for the whole creation, for all of humanity. But there is a bad news in each of these covenants made between God and humanity. Because from each generation that God made a covenant, humanity broke trust with God. Humanity broke trust with God, breaks their part of the covenant. How would God feel in that way? How did God feel in those moments? I could not exactly explain to us kung ano talagang na-feel ni God, no? But let me share a story right here. You are a good neighbor. You are a good neighbor. I believe in that. And you are a kind of a neighbor na sobrang bait ninyo. Every single day, pag nagluluto kayo, bibigyan nyo ng ulam yung inyong kapitbahay. And this particular kapitbahay na binibigyan mo ng ulam, you have been a good neighbor to this person every single day. Ang OA, no? Kung every single day. But just for the sake of this story, alright? Every single day, yung bibigay ka ng ulam. But in return, in fact, there's no return of platito, plato, and mangkok. Walang ibinabalik. And not only that, every single morning, you would see may basura na sa tapat ng pintuan nyo, provided by that kapitbahay that you've only been good to that person. You've only been good to that home. How would you exactly feel if that happens? Siguro iniisip na natin, this person, itong kapitbahay na to, I've been only good to this kapitbahay, but this kapitbahay now deserves my wickedness. We were only good to them. But that is, I think, only a very small fraction of how God felt. When God, who has only been good to His people, broke trust with Him, instead gave back to Him rebellion, mistrust. And that is how all of us have acted one time or another. In the book of Isaiah, it is full of messages of how Prophet Isaiah, through Prophet Isaiah by God, describes how the Israelites broke trust with God. They refused to trust God by trusting human leaders, especially enemies, so that they could form possible alliances. Instead of trusting God, they trusted enemies. Because of the Israelites' arrogance, violence, oppression, and injustices that they do, they were handed over to an exile. God, who is so good, gave a promise, initiated a relationship through a covenant. Humans broke trust with God, resulted to this point in time, in the book of Isaiah, a warning of an exile. There is a human condition in all of us, and we are all exiled apart from God. Exile to Babylon was a result of the Israelites' actions, decisions, and their own making. And the Babylonians were a ruthless group of people, a nation na talagang sinakop na nila, okay, yung known world in their time. They took hold of Israel's nation, belongings, and people. And whenever people were in exile or a nation is in exile, they come to a place out of home and they have a threat for their own people and race. Mauubos na sila. That is a tragedy for people in exile, longing for their homeland, longing for their people, longing for their freedom. And it is a result of their actions. And the Israelites must have thought at that time, has God forgotten us? Because of what happened to us, because of the exile, dahil sa pananakop sa amin, because of us losing our freedom, threatened to lose our people, we have already lost our belongings in our nation. Has God forgotten us? How does this relate to me? Hindi naman ako exiled. I was not there at that time, but how does this relate to us today? Being exiled is a human condition. It represents all of us. It represents all of our hearts. First, sin exiled Adam and Eve out of their home, out of the garden when sin happened. And we now live in a world where tragedy is done by others unto us or us to ourselves because we make decisions to rebel, refuse to trust God, and sin against God. This is a reality in all of us that we all long for a better home. Tama po ba? We all long for a better condition, especially that we are now in a great crisis more than a year now. We all long for a better home. We all long for a better condition. Why? Because our hearts, our lives, our inner selves are exiled. Away from our home, away from our God. We all long for a better future. We all long for hope. And we must be asking now, has God forgotten me? Has God forgotten me and my family? Bakit ito yung experience namin ngayong lack? Bakit hanggang ngayon wala pa rin akong trabaho? Bakit hanggang ngayon hindi pa rin matapos yung mga nahahawaan sa pamilya ko? Bakit hanggang ngayon hindi pa rin sigurado yung buhay? Our situation brought upon by the pandemic and many things around us, and not only by the pandemic but by the decisions that we made, the exiles that we have done, the tragedy that we have done among ourselves, by ourselves, because of our refusal to trust God, we come to a point of thinking, Lord, have you forgotten me? Is there hope for all of us who are living in exile in the heart? Is there hope for all of us who are feeling forgotten like all of us? Here is the good news. Isaiah chapter 10, verses 20 to 24. Punta lang po tayo a few chapters back from what we have read a while ago. It tells us right here that in that day that the remnant of Israel and the survivors of the house of Jacob will no more lean on him who struck them, but will lean on the Lord, the Holy One of Israel in truth. A remnant will return, the remnant of Jacob, to the mighty God. For though your people Israel be as the sand of the sea, only a remnant of them will return. Destruction is decreed, overflowing with righteousness, for the Lord God of hosts will make a full end as decreed in the midst of all the earth. Therefore, verse 24, thus says the Lord God of hosts, O my people who dwell in Zion, be not afraid of the Assyrians when they strike with the rod and lift up their staff against you as the Egyptians did. Be not afraid. There is a hope that we can find in God because there is always good news in God. Because God is faithful, and that is what we have been talking about for the past weeks. This series, Trustworthy, pinag-uusapan natin. Gaano ka-worthy si God ng pagtitiwala at pagmamahal natin sa Kanya. In all seasons, in all generations, God has already a proven character in all of us. We've seen God move before, and we can see God moving forward. We can trust in Him. God is faithful. He cannot deny Himself. He cannot deny His faithfulness to His people, especially in a covenant relationship that He has initiated among all of us, among the Israelites at this time. And God fulfills His part of the covenant. Ganun kabait si God. When we have already broken trust with Him, God fulfills His promises even though we have forgotten Him. Now, at a point that we think, has God forgotten me? God does not. And God fulfills His covenant through a remnant. Ano ba yung remnant na nababasa natin kanina in the verses we read earlier? A remnant is a leftover amount of a larger portion of a piece, whether it is food, material from which a garment is fashioned, or even a group of people. I would say, pag naiisip ko ano yung remnant, pag may naglalagare, yung mga pieces of wood chopped down or powdered on the floor, it's already useless. Tama po ba? And we're thinking, reading these verses again, ibig sabihin, God would fulfill His purpose, God would fulfill His promise among remnants, among useless few people. Although remnants could be looked upon as useless or worthless scraps, meaning these remaining hopeless and forgotten parts, these remaining hopeless and forgotten and useless group, small group of people, in our minds and in our thinking, pwedeng ganon, but not for our God. But not for our God. Even in a small group of seemingly useless and forgotten people, God is able to fulfill His covenant. God is able to fulfill His purpose. God is able to fulfill His promise in all of us. Dr. John Oswalt, I believe na mention na po ito, no, many times in the past preachings that we've had every week. But let me say it again. Judgment is not God's intended last word. Though in the book of Isaiah, ang daming parang, lalo na kung nagbabasa po tayo ng Bible, napapansin natin, isa to sa mga Bible books na parang ang hirap basahin. Parang toxic, puro negative. But God's intended last word is not judgment, but hope. Judgment is not God's intended last word, but hope. God gives us a hope because this is God's plan, a new covenant. Imagine God's promise is already a covenant, a partnership. Okay? And a covenant is the highest form of relationship that we ought to have or we would have. It's like marriage, right? It's the highest relationship people would have with God. But God's plan is a new covenant. It offers something better even in the older times. How did this become new to us? This God-made, God-initiated promise of partnership, promise between God and humanity like us to spread His glory and goodness all over the world through a small group of people, remnants, He fulfills His covenant. God assigned high value to those of His people whom He has set aside. This seemingly useless, forgotten group of people, those He labels as remnants in several parts of the Bible. And let me point out to one. In the time of Daniel, naalala po ba natin yung book of Daniel? Kung familiar po tayo kay Daniel, yun yung naiwan sa den of lions. Okay? Daniel had friends. They were part of those who were exiled. The part of Israel, okay, at that point when Israel was exiled unto Babylon, Daniel and he had friends stood up for God. For 70 years, Daniel and another generation was in exile. And years after that, a remnant, na mababasa naman po natin, returned to Jerusalem, returned to the promised land. In the book of Ezra and Nehemiah, a small group of people now faithfully responds to God. Faithfully responds to God, who is faithful to preserve His people. In those times, Israelites might be thinking, tapos na kami. Wala na kaming pag-asa. Ang onti na namin. And probably they were walking home thinking of the best possible things to happen going back home to their promised land, to their homeland, to their own nation, and yet thinking, paano natin gagawin to? Ang onti na natin ngayon. But God is faithfully responding to His people, and I hope that as His people, we faithfully respond to Him as well. Because as part of God's ultimate plan, God has not forgotten His people. In the new covenant, in God's plan, God declares to us that He has not forgotten you. He has neither forgotten me or you. Isaiah chapter 11, another chapter. Pag-usapan natin. Hindi po natin babasahin lahat, but let me highlight verses 1, 2, and 11. 1 and 2 says, there shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his roots shall bear fruit. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. This is no spoiler alert to all of us, kasi alam po natin, in many times na probably we come across this verse in preachings and the times that we read the Bible. This is the coming of our Messiah. This is the coming of Jesus Christ Himself being described in the book of Isaiah. This is part of the prophecy that tells us a stump, okay? And I believe you could recall past preachings na ang stump, di ba? It's part of the tree, putol na po, but still a small sprout. Which particularly a shoot, a small sprout, from that tree comes. A seemingly dead tree comes out. Hope. What did that mean to the people of Israel and to us today? God has not forgotten you. God has not forgotten us. God's plan, God's promise, God's covenant, God's offer of a new covenant is made complete in the coming and the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. This God-made, God-initiated promise of forgiveness, promise of salvation, promise of eternal life that fulfills the covenant puts us in a new standing before God, in a new covenant with Him, in a new and everlasting relationship with God. Partnership between God and us to spread goodness around the world, to spread His glory and be made known around the world. We now enjoy today. And even though we see ourselves as small as a church, there's too many of people around there na hindi pa sila Christians and we think we're too small of a people. You know what? In verse 11 tells us, in the same chapter of Isaiah chapter 11, in that day the Lord will extend His hand yet a second time to recover the remnant that remains of His people from Assyria, from Egypt, from Patros, from Cush, from Elam, from Shinar, from Hamath, and from the coastlands of the sea. Could you imagine this? People or Israelites were spread all over places. And God gathers them again. Even they were small in different places, God was faithful to them and God remembers them. Through a small group of people, all of us today, as a church, the remnants today, we are God's remnants today. He gives us new life out of exile of the sins in our lives and sent to bring the good news, bring hope to others. Especially in a great crisis that we and our world is in today. Even though we think that as a church we're too small to make an impact, to see God's promises, to see God's plan fulfilled ultimately, God is faithful not only to preserve us, not only to get us through and allow us to persevere, but to fulfill His plan, His promise in all of us though we were exiled, God takes us back home to Him. Our God has not forgotten us. Our God has not forgotten us. So as a response to our faithful covenant-keeping God, our trustworthy Father in heaven, as God's covenant and remnant people, let us continue trusting God's purpose. Let us continue trusting God's purpose. I believe to many of us, hindi madali yun, to trust God, especially in the midst of crisis that we are in today. But even in the chapter 11, verses 10 and 11 tells us, let's read, binasa na po natin yung verse 11 kanina, no? Pero basahin din po natin yung verse 10 that tells us, in the day that the root of Jesse, who shall stand as a signal for the peoples, signal for the peoples, a hope for the people, a hope for all of us, of him shall the nations inquire, and his resting place shall be glorious. And in that day, the Lord will extend his hand yet a second time to recover the remnant of that remains of his people from Assyria, Egypt, Patros, Cush, Elam, Shinar, Hamath, and from the coastlands of the sea. What we see here is that Jesus signals his people to his purposes because he is king. Why we can trust him and his purpose? Because God may have allowed the exile to happen to his people in that time of Isaiah. God must have allowed exile to happen in our lives, or we exiled ourselves because we did not trust him. But ultimately, God's plan is always good because he is good. God's plan is always good because he is good. Kahit pa makita natin na parang hindi na maganda yung mga pangyayari and God allows it, God's purpose is for the good because he is always good and he is always at work. God's plan and purpose was not only for an individual, not only for me, not only for you, but it's for a group of people. In that moment, Israel represents a group of people, but today, for the whole world, it's us, the church. God has a good plan. God has a great purpose, and we don't see the big picture yet, but it is easily to leave when we don't see the picture yet. It's easier for us to leave early, to complain and doubt pag hindi pa po natin nakikita yung big picture. Recently, my daughter would ask me to draw for her a lion. Every single day, she would give me her drawing board and tells me, lion. She asks me to draw a lion. A lion, for a start, could look like a bear for me, okay? Kasi pag dinodrawing ko po yan, bilog muna, small circle, big circle. It would look like a bear, or sometimes it would look like a cat. And in the middle of the drawing of the lion, my daughter would say, bear, hindi anak, hindi pa tapos. Or sometimes in the middle of the drawing, she would say, cat. I know you wanted a lion, pero hindi pa tapos. But when I draw the hair, okay, in that seemingly looking like bear or cat, she now understands, ah, lion. Ganun po siyang salita, lion, okay? Sometimes, God is not yet done with the big picture, and that's why it's easy for us to leave, to don't trust God, to complain, or to doubt. But God has a bigger picture. God has a bigger picture for us, His people, because He is a faithful, loving, and covenant-keeping God. In Romans 8, chapter 28, tells us, we know that for those who love God, all things work together for the good of those who are called according to His purpose. Are you confident that God has called you? Let us trust His purpose. He is always good because God is good, and that is His nature. When we don't understand the things happening yet, God always has a plan. He is always good. He is always trustworthy, even when I don't see it, even when we don't see it yet. We'll get to the big picture later on. But as God's covenant and remnant people, let us also continue to persevering with God's power. As God's covenant and remnant people, let us continue persevering with God's power. Isaiah 12, balik na po tayo doon. The verses of celebration and praise that we read early in this preaching. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. With joy, you will draw water from the wells of salvation. What joy do we have in God when we see God has saved us from one situation to another? And when we think about it, go back to the day that you have accepted our Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You found forgiveness, salvation, eternal life. You entered into a relationship with Him. That was powerful. Di po ba? God is doing always trust. God's doing is always trustworthy because He is able and He is willing. Have you ever asked someone to open a bottle for you? Ngayon pong quarantine, no? Di ba most of us are in the at home. My wife would usually ask me to open a bottle for her. What if I was willing, but I was what if a person she would ask would be willing and unable? Si Deslyn po yun, yung 2-year-old daughter namin. She is always willing to help wash the dishes, clean and all. And I believe when she gives a bottle to Destin, Destin would be willing to open a bottle for her, but she cannot. She is unable. I am definitely able, but sometimes I am not willing. Sa mga asawa naman, no? Hindi naman po sa ganun, no? Okay? But I am not available probably at that time, okay? Pero what if I am not willing? Ganun po talaga ako kasama kunyari, no? Kaya ko, pero hindi ko, ano, siguro I'm at work, I'm busy, I'm watching TV, okay? Imagine a kind of God that He is powerful but not willing. And we wouldn't call God God if He is not able, even though He is willing. But how about getting through a life crisis? Kanina, just opening a bottle, but now going through a life crisis that, like where we are today. A crisis at home, a crisis at work, a crisis in my spiritual life, a crisis in my finances, a crisis in my relationships, a threat in my future. To whom could I hold on to? God is both willing and able. And I believe for that reason, He is already trustworthy. God, who is willing and able, has not forgotten us. Please come to Him. Please go to Him. Please pray unto Him. Let Him know what your heart and your emotions feel right now. God is willing and able. He is powerful. What is the greatest display of power? Imagine this. We think about power, we think of the Incredible Hulk. Okay? We think of superheroes. We think of physical strength. But when it comes to God, what is the greatest display of His power? It was to take to Himself all the evil the world can ever produce, including us, and give love in return. All the evil that we and the whole world could ever produce. Take that in his own back. Carry it willingly, lovingly, on the cross. Romans 8:32 tells us, He who did not spare His own Son but gave Him up for us all, how will He not also with Him graciously give us all things? I believe yung verse na po yan, no? Talagang self-explanatory na po para sa ating lahat. If God, whom we have broken trust with, whom we have refused to trust, whom we have become arrogant with, violent against, sinned against, is able to give salvation, the most impossible of all things that we could ever do for ourselves, how can He not graciously give us all things? Now gives us a perspective in persevering. Na ngayon, hindi ako nag-iisa. I can persevere in light of hope, in light of trusting God, a willing and able and graciously loving God I have in my life. I can continue, we can continue to persevere. And last is this, my hope and is that when we trust God's purpose and when we persevere with God's power, as God's covenant and remnant people, let us continue to fulfill God's mission. Because the power of God is not only left for our benefit, the whole world should know it. Verse 4 of Isaiah chapter 12, the celebration verses that we have read earlier. And you will say in that day, give thanks to the Lord, call upon His name, make known His deeds among the peoples, proclaim that His name is exalted. Sing praises to the Lord, for He has done gloriously. Let this be made known in all the earth. Shout and sing for joy, O inhabitants of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. God has done great things in us, among us, and through our church, and it is to be spread and to be made known all around the world, among all peoples, known in all the earth. We just can't deny that God is so good that I have to tell everyone around me. I hope we have that in our hearts because we have an experience-based testimony in our lives that God is so good and God now sends us to our families, to our workmates, to our batchmates, to our friends, and to people whom we would meet yet and even to strangers, proclaiming through our lives that God is so good, you have a hope. God has not forgotten you even though you think that God has forgotten you. God has not forgotten you. God fulfilled His promise, His plan through a covenant in Jesus Christ for all of us so that He would enter in a relationship with all people who would respond to His gospel so that they would experience God, His power, and His purpose in their lives. God has not forgotten me, and I hope I will not forget others who needs to know Him. God has not forgotten us. Let us not forget the others who has not yet known Him because they need to know how great and powerful our God is. It's a partnership. The covenant now, we are part of a partnership, a relationship with God that spreads His goodness, His gospel all over the world, wherever we are. And God would fulfill this bigger picture of a good news in Revelation chapter 7, 9 to 10. After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number from every nation, from all tribes and people and languages, standing before the throne, before the Lamb, clothed in white robes and with palm branches in their hands, crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." A great multitude one day when Christ returns. Though we are small today, though we feel like we are a forgotten people, but God does not. God has not. The kingdom of God, as said in the Bible, in the parable of Jesus, is like a mustard seed. Smallest of all seeds, and yet when it grows, it's a big tree. One day, we would all gather together in front of Jesus, our King. We are in the process today of going to that big picture one day. We might be small today, but God has not forgotten us. God is willing and able to fulfill His purposes, His good purpose, His good plan in you and through me. Let us pray. Father in heaven, thank you for your word. Thank you for this whole series, God. We appreciate it. We've known you all the more. And when we know you all the more we want to come to you, the more that we want to trust you, the more that we want to rely on you. I hope that this is our hearts, God. And I pray for those who feel today that God has forgotten them. I pray for my brothers and sisters today, God. Iniisip nila, Lord, dahil sa mga nangyayari sa buhay nila, Lord, nakalimutan mo na yata kami. Would you come to them right now, Lord God? Would you fill their hearts with the joy and the peace that comes from your Spirit, Lord God, that would point them to you. There is now hope in you. That we, as your covenant people, a relationship that you have initiated, an everlasting relationship that we have in you, let us enjoy our walk with you, Lord God. Knowing that you have not forgotten us, you would come. You would come. We declare our trust in you. We declare, Lord God, our faith in you. You are our hope. In the midst of the crisis that we are in today, thank you, Lord. Because through the testimony of your word to the Bible, we would see you have never forgotten your people and you will never forget me today. Thank you, Lord. Let me pray for those who would want to trust God and His plan in light of the covenant. If you're thinking na parang ang hirap ng pagkatiwalaan ni God, yun na dun tayo in the middle and we don't see the big picture at all. And we're seeing, this is just too hard to bear, God. This is just too hard to bear. I pray for my brothers and sisters right now, Lord. Mahirap na po yung proseso. Hindi sa hindi kami nagtitiwala sa iyo, Panginoon, pero minsan nakakapagod po. Would you give them strength right now? It's like the celebration in Isaiah 12, God, that declares, the Lord is my strength and my song. I will not be afraid. Allow your people to persevere, knowing you, experiencing you in their lives. Thank you, Lord. And if you would want her to enter in a relationship with God, a covenant relationship, it's a relationship God initiated, God promised to never end. This is an everlasting life. I hope you would receive, especially kung first time niyo po ngayon dito sa worship service natin, or you've been coming week after week, been invited. But now you want to make this decision, this personal decision, to respond to God and His goodness. Let me pray for you. Thank you, Lord, for these people responding to you right now, wanting and needing to enter into a relationship with you, sealed by the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross for all of us. Would you repeat this prayer after me? Lord Jesus, thank you for what you've done. I trust that you have died for my sins. You raised from the dead so that I might receive you today. And I receive your gift of eternal life. I enter in this personal relationship with you, a new covenant with you that gives me new life, that transforms my life every single day and takes me in eternity with you forevermore. May I continue to trust you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Congratulations to all of you who made that decision in your life today. We rejoice with you and we are glad to connect with you, to help you go through in this journey of being a follower of Jesus Christ from this day forward. So kung kayo po yun, if you made that decision, pwede po ba kayo mag-wave emoji dyan or heart emoji? Kahit ano po, para lang po makita namin kayo, we could comment and we could connect with you after this service, and we would gladly want to connect with you and pray with you and journey with you in your walk with God today. And I hope that we all have been blessed by the message, and as we are all glad in our hearts and in our being as we worship God together this Sunday. Let me pray for every one of us bago po tayo magtapos. Father in heaven, may you bless your people. May your face shine upon them. May you give them grace and peace, Lord God. Provision and protection be upon your people and their families that they represent. May we continue to trust you every single day. We glorify you, we worship you, we honor you, our King, our God. Lord Jesus, have your way in us. In your name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless all of you.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.